United States of America, they would be no more than just another overrun Muslim country. So always remember that.
Yeah, overrun Muslim country.
That's it.
That's it. You guys would be called Syria West. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're just America's top hat. You guys know your place.
Bobby Joe clearly doesn't know anything about Canada.
Pretty smart. I think there's a couple wars you guys would have dropped between. Your record wouldn't be nearly as good if you didn't have us as an ally. Let's just be honest.
No comment.
Okay. Clark.
Stupidity cannot be
commented
on.
Yesterday I got bashed for being from a different state. So listen, we're from a whole different country. Go after Christina. Get off of me.
Yeah.
That's right, Clark. What do you got?
Soccer is, Tommy Smith said this years ago.
And if Tommy said it years ago, it must be legit. Go ahead.
Well, unfortunately, I agree with him on this, and I never agree with him on anything.
Oh, good.
But,
you're like me, then.
if you're playing soccer after the seventh grade in Arkansas, you just weren't good enough for football.
Yeah.
That's probably a true statement.
Well, I mean, or maybe you really like soccer.
You're 5'2".
Alex, you're a soccer guy, right?
Or now the whole game of football has changed, and kids nowadays are not wanting to play, and their parents are not wanting to play. They talked about this morning on the drive-in, and I thought it was completely legit what Tommy said. Again, going back to a Tommy comment, he said there's a lot of doctors and lawyers and, you know, high-profile parents that are not allowing their kids to play football anymore just for the simple fact that kids get paralyzed every year. They die from heat stroke every year. They take wrong hits all the time. Those kids are – they're kids, and they're making hits that are ridiculous. But obviously, you're never going to change the sport in
– My son's 14, and he's almost 6 foot tall, weighs 180 pounds. So he can lay a hit on somebody pretty good.
He can, but he can also take a hit, too.
And, but I'm just saying, you know, that's – kids now
– My kid's tougher than your kid. No,
exactly.
Life's dangerous. You know,
it
it's just
is,
one of those
and
things.
I agree with that. It's going to happen. My husband
kids are so much bigger than they used to be.
Yeah, they are.
There's going to be a lot more painful hits in football.
But it's not going to be a sport that changes around here anytime soon.
Safe Absolutely. To say. Thank you very much, Clark. I think we should have more targeting of the head. And I'll say this: we debate all the time about what would happen if they pulled the games out of War Memorial. Well, you know what? I bet there are a few other schools that probably take advantage of that opportunity to showcase their skills in Central Arkansas.
UCA, ASU.
You start making football a little less violent. Next thing you know, rugby, number one sport in America. Boom.
Hey, I talked to Frank DeFord this week, the legendary sports writer. He said that he thinks in the next 10 years that a lot of small private schools will get rid of it because it's expensive.
Yeah.
And then when you find out, the more of these stats come out, about the head injuries, that a lot of them will let go of it. So I thought that was interesting. Yeah, what I think is really the big thing on this is when they start coming out with studies that the kid like you that played football, you know, from 7th grade through 12th grade, didn't play in college, when those guys are getting Parkinson's disease and stuff, when that study comes out, that's really going to make parents.
Well,
that's really going to make parents. I mean, just the regular guy that played, like my dad, who played junior high and high school football, he's got a bad leg because of it. But if they come out and say, we did a study and these guys are more prone to Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and they've had memory loss, that's what's going to make this generation of parents now maybe think about it.
That's a good point. I'm dumb for a different reason, but you make a good point.
Yeah,
and you're
I
right.
mean,
that is a lot easier to get to somebody's house because the majority of kids are not going to play in college or play in the pros. So
yeah,
unfortunately for me. Okay, Nate, what's going on in Sync?
Sure.
I appreciate your patience.
Well, Bill Maher, I think everybody knows him. I think it's one of those things where you either love him or you hate him. We've gotten some feedback. Right initially when we sent this out, we send out an agenda of all the stories in a newsletter. Two people immediately. I wouldn't go see that guy. But there's a lot of people that like him.
Yeah.
And we put him on there. We thought it was something that a lot of people would enjoy, whether they don't like him or like him. Shea Stewart did a great job writing this. He talked to him for about 30 minutes, which is pretty good
for a
big star like that. And he talked about a lot of different hot-button issues. And one of the things I thought was interesting was that he could sit out there and just tape his show on HBO every week, but he gets out and he tours because he wants to kind of get the pulse of America. So if you go to that show, expect a lot of local-type angles because he's done research. When he gets here, he talks to the cabbie, he goes to a bar, has a drink, and talks to people. And so he'll have some spins on some of the local topics and then some of his other stuff that he talks about on his show. But certainly he's a very smart guy, and Shay makes the point where, you know, he's an atheist, he's a tree hugger, he's a liberal, but maybe you should listen to him because he's a lot different than most of us, and just, you know, hear his viewpoints.
You know, I like Maher because he's a logician. which is what I'd like to consider myself. That is a person who deals in logic and tries to look at things from a factual basis, as opposed to getting all emotional and in a tizzy, and as opposed to what you think you should think, actually try to figure out what you actually think and why you think it. I don't agree with him politically. I don't agree with him religiously. But I find his show extremely entertaining. Mm-hmm. And B, I always walk away more informed after watching it. So I guarantee you, you'll be entertained by his show. My wife gets a little turned off by the whole religious thing.
Yeah.
I don't mind listening to people's other people's perspectives. I don't agree with it, but it doesn't bother me. It's fine. He can have his own position on those things. But he is entertaining.
Big Baby's taking his mom.
Maddie's going to go. He's going to fill us in on how the show goes.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, the new season of Real Time starts Saturday, so I'm wondering how he's doing the show here and then still having a new episode starting.
I imagine he
tapes. Oh, they tape it.
Yeah. They'll
tape it Friday night and then come here.
Okay.
And it's an 8 o'clock show at the Robinson Center. Tickets are still available for that, so if you want to see that, go on down. I mean, I watched the show, too, and I went all the way back to Politically Incorrect.
Yeah.
And you're right. Every time you watch that, you learn something, whether you agree or disagree. He's very analytical, topical, and breaks it down for you, and then kind of gives his opinion, which a lot of people don't agree with.
Right.
But it is informative.
The guy's got the biggest pair in America today because he steps on things that you're not supposed to talk about, politics or religion, and that's all he hits on his show.
Yeah, absolutely.
The dude is – I mean – I get nervous sometimes when I get a whacked out caller or emailer. I cannot imagine what that dude goes through on a weekly basis. It's got to be nuts.
He's not just one-sided either, you know. And this week he came out and tweeted that he wasn't sold on the Sirius speech, you know, by Obama. So
no doubt. No, he pokes at Democrats too. So
yeah.
Anyway, it'll be interesting. We'll talk more about what else is in sync, but that's obviously one of the big stories, and it's the cover story.
Right.
Justin Moore going to be with us in the next hour, and I'm sure you guys talked about that as well. He's playing a free concert tomorrow night in Fayetteville. Hmm. That may be the highlight of the weekend, because I think Arkansas is going to win by roughly 100 points.
Yeah, he was on the cover last week. Great, great interview. Emily Van Zandt did that one. He's a great one. He's a great Arkansan.
He is a great Arkansan. Yeah. It's my favorite person ever from Poland, I'll tell you that much.
Mm-hmm.
I only met two people from Poland. Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There's no way I'd spend a nickel to go see that guy.
Yeah, you're not alone. I'm sure there are a lot of people that wouldn't.
Two emails in two minutes, so we sent that out.
Did you ever watch his show?
I watched it a few times, mm-hmm. and then I realized that I disagreed with him, mainly because he's sensationalist, and he takes things out of context. And he mocks anything that doesn't agree with what he already believes. And I just don't like his condescending tone towards his guests. He puts them on there just to throw them up and swat them down.
Yeah, well, normally he's got like two people who align with him and one person that doesn't, and that poor guy has to have some real guts and thick skin to get through a show. But, you know, it's always entertaining.
But you know what you're walking into.
Yeah, exactly.
People know what they're walking into, and
normally,
that's where you got to kind of look at that.
Normally they don't get too bent out of shape about it. They know exactly what they're up against. But anyway,
that's why I'm not going to walk into it.
Exactly.
Well,
he's
not going to poke at you for sure.
But it doesn't matter. I'm not going to give him a nickel. You know, that's
fine. No, and there are a lot of people that won't. Mm-hmm. I guarantee it. So thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, my thing is I'm not afraid of other people's opinions, especially when I disagree with them. I like to listen, even though some people think I don't. I will listen and just see if there's anything in there that I might actually – you know what? Again, if you watch five shows of his, you're lying if you don't say you walked away more informed about certain topics.
Yeah.
I'm not always even sure what I should be interested in, and I don't follow politics very closely. I certainly don't follow the international stuff that he talks about, but it's always interesting. Or you can just listen to the Sunday Buzz of Bill Vickery. Same difference.
Oh, same thing. Completely same show.
Except he's not an atheist or a liberal. But other than that, almost exactly the same.